speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
In the time remaining this afternoon, I'd like to speak about the God of a second chance. And when I speak about a second chance, I'm not speaking about another chance after death to make one's life right with God. Because we know that it's appointed unto men once to die, after this the judgment. In 2 Thessalonians 1, do you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Those people are going to be punished with an everlasting punishment. So certainly we know that Christians who die separated from God are forever lost. By second chance, I mean an opportunity to get up out of the muck and the mire of sin. I mean trying to again make a go of it after one has been a failure. We must get away from the mistaken notion that if we turn away from God's grace, that we are forever thrown on the ash heap. Satan would like for us to think that we are beyond salvage. But if there's anything the Bible teaches, it's that our God is the God of a second chance. God has the ability to bring good out of evil. He can show his favor despite a fiasco on our part. Think of the millions of people who think that once they have committed some dishonest, foolish, even immoral deed, that they are forever consigned to the second-rate state of spiritual uselessness. They feel that an egg once broken, like Humpty Dumpty, can never be put back together again. And the devil in hell could not tell a bigger lie than this. Now, there are two extremes. One, that once one is saved, he's forever saved, and that there's no sin that he could ever commit of any that are in the book that would cause him to lose his soul. And then the other extreme is that one can make a mistake trying to live the Christian life, but he makes a mistake, and thus he has no second chance. We want to begin our lesson today by taking a look at what God can do. And we want to look at the all-authoritative Word of God and allow the Bible to speak to us. It teaches that without all the king's men, without all the king's horses, God could put Humpty Dumpty together again. And if you feel like you're a Humpty Dumpty that's fallen off the wall and made all kinds of mistakes and that you're broken and that there's no hope, then listen, God can put you together again. Adam and Eve were the first people to receive a second chance. You see, they were not to eat of the forbidden fruit and that tree in the midst of the garden, Genesis 3, verse 3, with a warning that if they did, they would die. In verse 4 of Genesis 3, Satan said that they would not die. They did eat of the forbidden fruit. Now, they didn't die physically immediately, but something died within them. They lost that sense of comfort, that sense of innocency. They lost that sense of inner peace. They lost their intimate relationship with God and their paradise home, and thus they were banished from the garden. But they were not banished from God. Genesis 3:15 gave them hope. It offered them a second chance. And it's the Bible's very first prophecy. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This prophecy was a prophecy that Christ would have a victory over Satan. So Adam and Eve realized that our God is a God of a second chance. Well, next we look at Noah. He needed a second chance. One of the first things he did after getting out of the ark was to get drunk, to expose his nakedness to his sons, Genesis 9, verse 21. And yet he's held up in Hebrews 11, verse 7 as an example of faith for us today. Then look at Abraham. God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees. He was to travel towards the promised land. But for some reason, Abraham settled down in Haran. God called Abraham a second time unto a land that God would show him, Genesis 12:1. Abraham fully obeyed God, and he has blessed the world through his descendants, who gave us the Savior of all mankind. Well, next, look at Moses. He killed an Egyptian. He thought his people would understand. And the New Testament comments upon it through Stephen in Acts 7, verse 25. Moses fled to Midian, and there he lived for 40 years. His assignment from God through speaking at a burning bush led Israel to be delivered from Egypt's bondage. God spoke to Moses, and even though Moses offered many excuses, God dealt kindly with him. And thus, he also is listed in the Faith's Hall of Fame in Hebrews 11. Then there's David, a man after God's own heart. But we know how he committed adultery with Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. And how, in trying to cover his sin, he had Uriah put in a place of battle where he would certainly be killed. He broke four of the Ten Commandments. But through the prophet Nathan, David was brought to his senses. He repented, was given a second chance. You can read about his deep, sincere prayer of penitence in the 51st Psalm. And didn't God give the Israelites another chance? And not only another chance, but chance after chance to redeem themselves. They were faithful for a while, and then they sinned. They went after idol gods. They were immoral. They slipped deep in the slime pit of degradation. And then Israel, after punishment, came to its senses, repented. God forgave his people. He restored them back to his divine favor. And then the cycle would begin all over again. Especially do we see that in the book of Judges. But for them, he was a God of the second chance. And then consider Jonah. How he got a second chance to preach to Nineveh. Jonah was used to bring about one of the largest revivals or conversions of people in all of human history. Peter got a second chance after denying the Lord three times. Matthew 26, verse 72, 74, 76. But God used Peter to preach the first full gospel sermon on the day of Pentecost. He used Peter to open the door of the church to the Gentiles through the family of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. So Peter, who had denied the Lord, needed another chance. And even after he had refused to eat with the Gentiles, Paul rebuked him publicly in Galatians 2, verse 11 through verse 14, and Peter was given a second chance. On the first missionary journey with Paul and Barnabas, John Mark accompanied them, but he turned back. And John Mark needed a second chance. And it was Barnabas who gave him that second chance, Acts 15, verse 36 through verse 39. Barnabas, the son of the exhortation, the son of encouragement, was the one who encouraged Paul when they were about to begin their last missionary journey together to let John Mark go. But the contention was so sharp between them, Paul said, absolutely no. Paul said, John Mark is a quitter. But Barnabas knew that there was something good within John Mark, that he needed a second chance. And he was determined to see that he got that second chance. So one of the greatest lessons we will ever learn is that God does not discard a penitent life. God does not give up easily. And aren't we glad that He doesn't? Where would most of us be if God gave up on losers and immediately passed judgment upon them? Without the God of a second chance, where would humanity be at this very hour? And most churches would not let a David near their pulpits today. Yet his writings are in the inspired Word of God. His name is inscribed in the middle of Christ's genealogy in Matthew chapter 1. God is the God of the second chance. Why? Because He's a God of grace. Titus 2, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously and godly in this present world. In Ephesians 2, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Someone has observed that grace is another word for a second chance. Grace is getting what we need instead of what we deserve. In many of our financial obligations, we have what's known as a grace period. Most insurance policies carry a grace period. This means that we have a few extra days to pay up, to pay off, before we are deprived of whatever benefits we need. This grace period is our second chance. And like me, some of you have had more than a second chance. It may be that you've had hundreds of chances. You've had hundreds of chances to obey the gospel. And yet you can start all over again through the new birth. For Christ said, "Except a man be born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3, verse 5, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." But once he experiences that new birth, water baptism, then he becomes a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. And so, my sinner friend, if you die in your sins, you are without hope. Regardless how many prayers go to the Father for your conversion, it takes your obedience to the will of God. Are you going to continue to deny the second chance that God has given you? You can start all over again upon your faith in Christ, without which it's impossible to please God. You can repent of your sins, have that godly sorrow that worketh repentance in your life. You can and must confess the sweet name of Jesus, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, Romans 10, verse 10. You can then be buried with Christ in baptism, as He commands in Mark 16, verse 15, and then be added by the Lord to His church, and worship and serve Him all the days of your life, and heaven will be your home. If as an erring child of God you've drifted back into sin, our God is a God of the second chance. When you will confess that sin and pray God for forgiveness, He will forgive you. Do you need a second chance? Take advantage of the opportunities that God has given. And if we can be of any help to you, please do get in touch with us. Until next month, Lord willing, when I will come again your way, I bid you a very pleasant good afternoon.